Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Are we live? What's crack-a-lacking?
What's crack-a-lacking?
Fans First, Sports Network, Homies Overtime Podcast, Super Chat Friday, Freaky Friday, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and live on YouTube. I'm going to say what's up to the crew first. Tay Boy Fresh, what's cracking lacking, bro?
Big G, what's happening, man? How you doing, man? I'm all right. Can't complain, man. Just had a great show with you guys, man. So, you know, we're just continuing the overtime, talk about what we did get to talk about there and then call it a night. I'm really tired, but I'm good.
Facts. What up, Pay? What's cracking, bro?
I can't call it, man. Another great Friday. Let's get the show rolling so we can get to the freaky part.
Yeah, total facts. Let's get
That's for B-Dirt.
What's going on?
What's wrong with me?
If you're echo, not talking, echo. I'm mute. Getting that echo.
No, he was talking to Pay. I didn't hear him talk to me.
Yeah.
He did talk to you. I said, but when everybody else talking, you need to hit mute when everybody else is talking. That's all I said.
Why is that?
it's an echo.
Feedback.
News to me. I didn't know that. Yeah,
that's total facts. Well, what's up, B-Dirt?
I'm not hearing an echo on my side. But anyway, my heart is full, man. My heart is full. No matter what Tate says to me, he can't get me down. My heart is full right now. I just drove underneath the big blue pure Michigan sign. We are doing well.
That's total facts, bro. Hey, listen, we got our first super chat already.
Before we get to the fork in the road, I need that birthday song. Let's go. Chop it up, Steeler fans. I mean, Steeler guys. Hit it.
Can we shout out to Afton, too? Can we shout out to Afton? Shit, what was hers? Yesterday? She had a birthday yesterday?
We sung her on Wednesday.
But go ahead. This is for Jeremiah Yoder. Go ahead, Tate.
Is Jeremiah in the building? All right, here you go, yeah, Jeremiah. This is my family rendition. I never heard it anywhere else, but I sing it all the time. It's different to everybody. So Big G, obviously, is on one with trying to get me to sing and make a fool of myself every other show.
But yeah, total facts.
Here we go. Today is your birthday, that's what I've been told. What a wonderful birthday, you're one more year old. On the cake there'll be candles all lighted for you. And the whole world is singing.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on, Pay. You ain't getting in.
Happy birthday.
I said it last hour. Nice job crooning. Nice job crooning the chat. Good job, fellas.
Absolutely. Hey, let's get that super chat up there, bro.
Fake Sinatra.
Thanks, Tim. I'm great to come too. I wonder why B Dirt always made me out to be the bad guy, man.
Yeah, we got. Listen, we got to give more shout out to the chat fan, man. I can't see him. I can't shout him out. I'm driving.
We got a lot of people. Now. Okay.
Hey, so listen, first fork in the road, Tim Lyons. Thank you for the $5, bro. If the NFL had a fantasy draft round one, who would you draft or sign from free agency? B-Dirt, I'm going to go to you first. I'm going to go to you first, B-Dirt. Who you got? If they had a fantasy draft or you could sign a free agency, one guy, who would you go with first?
Wow. So if I can sign.
It's got to be a free agent. It's got to be a free agent.
Or it could be somebody you signed for a fantasy draft.
If it's a draft, like, who are you taking?
One guy.
To go on my team as it sits right now.
Correct. He said from a free agent.
Oh.
He said, oh, man. He said you draft or sign from free agency.
All right, let's just make it a fantasy draft. Everybody's available. Who are you taking? First.
CMC.
Okay. Mm. Now CMC's off the board. Gee, you got second pick.
No, I'm not going second. You going second, Payday.
I don't want to go second. Got? You go second.
Well, let's swing it to Tate. Tate, you go second.
Man, I'm taking.
I'll go second.
No.
I get back to back. I'll trade out.
I'm taking Tyreek Hill.
You're taking Tyreek Hill? Okay.
All right. I'm taking Pat Mahomes. I'll get the quarterback. Thanks.
For my current team now, if I had to take one guy, I want Roquan Smith. I could take anybody in the league to put him on my current team. I want Roquan Smith.
I don't think you're playing the game right.
Roquan Smith.
You want to do that again, G?
I want Roquan Smith.
This is a fantasy draft, BG.
I still want Roquan Smith. I'm trying to.
Tim, you gotta help clear the air here. I thought we were taking fantasy style anybody from the league to go onto our personal teams, like onto the Bengals. That's the way I took it.
He said the NFL is having a fantasy draft. Pick players. Everybody's available, and you took a running back. I'm not mad at that.
I'm still taking CMC.
Tate took the most electric wide receiver out there. I took, Mr. Inevitable, Mr. Thanos, and Tate took a linebacker. I mean, G took a linebacker. Teach his own. You can choose.
You need to put an auto draft on.
I'm not playing fantasy football. I'm playing real fantasy. I'm playing real football.
That's what we're doing. I mean, we're picking real players to play real football. You took a linebacker.
I want Roquan Smith for my current team. Right.
Big G.
Double down. Mm-hmm.
Kick the rocks on that pick, bro.
You can say it because I know we're going to get our quarterback and I like our skill position, so I don't want anybody else. But I want
to. You don't have a team yet. Everybody's available.
No, he did it like B Dirt did it. He took that it was going to
for the Steelers. Yeah, for the Steelers. Now, if I don't have a team available, I'm taking somebody else. If I don't have a team available, I'm taking a quarterback, obviously. I'm taking CJ Stroud.
You're still not doing the game right. But okay.
Okay, well, I'm taking CJ Stroud.
I think CJ Stroud's a better pick for the Steelers, too.
I ain't mad at you. All right, fellas, we all got a segue. We got a lead tonight. Tate Boy Fresh, I'm going to go to you first, bro. Segue, you're leading this evening. What you want to talk about and what you want to do?
Man, I don't have a lot to talk about. We know that the NBA All-Star Weekend is this weekend. They playing the celebrity game right now. I think they playing the Rising Stars game right now.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, so get done with this. Go catch the end of that. The 3-point shootout and dunk contest is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So in honor of that, man, I just wanted to talk to you guys about some of these previous dunk contests over the years, man. Mm. So I'm gonna go through the ones that I noted, then ask y'all to tell me what slam dunk contest was your favorite, who you think the best dunker all time was, questions like that. Mm. But up first, does anybody know who won the annual very first slam dunk contest?
No.
Who you say, Pay?
I said Dr. J.
Mm, good guess.
I think it was either David Thompson or Larry Nance Sr. So Larry Nance Sr.? Okay.
Larry Nance Sr. won it in 1984, the first one he beat Dr. J. Mm-hmm. Dr. J was an old dude by then, though.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, I was thinking about the ABA slam dunk contest. That's what I was thinking about.
Oh, no, this is the first all-star NBA slam dunk contest. I didn't go back research back to then. Big G.
Mm-hmm.
Who won in 1986?
Spud Webb. No, 87 was Spud Webb. So Jordan was 86. Spud Webb was 86. Okay, yeah. 86, Spud Webb.
Spud Webb, still the shortest man to ever win the slam dunk contest.
Yeah. 5'7" of them. No.
5'7". No, you're right.
Is Nate Robinson taller than him?
Yes. Yeah, Nate Robinson was like 5'10".
Okay, okay. All right. Spud Webb, yeah.
Nate Robinson's like 5'. No, he ain't 5'10". Yeah,
the best all-time slam dunk contest was what year?
2000.
No. Ooh. The year that Jordan, the year that Jordan and Dominique Wilkins dunked against each other. I want to say 1989.
Who was in 2000, Payne?
Well, you got the greatest dunker of all time in 2000. Vince put on the show. You also had, I think, Tracy McGrady might have been in that one, too. I remember Steve Francis was in that.
Yep, Harold Miner was in there, too.
No, he was not. Yeah, those are the only three that that's coming back to my memory. But it was all great dunks, and again, the greatest dunker of all time put on an electric show. You know, must see TV.
So the greatest dunk contest of all time was in '88, like Big G said. We got MJ versus Dominique. That was in Chicago that year. A lot of people say Dominique got cheated, man.
Yeah, he did get cheated. It was biased.
But that was running the great ones. That's Jordan second in the row. The year before that, in 87, he beat Jerome Kersey. Remember Jerome Kersey, Big G?
Yeah, Portland Trailblazers, Jerome Kersey.
Was he trash?
Nah, but he wasn't good. He wasn't trash, but he wasn't good. He was serviceable.
Wow, I didn't know there was a middle ground with you, G.
Are you waiting until you talk about a 3-point contest to throw it to me or something?
No, you can jump in anytime you want. I didn't direct nothing to them.
The most iconic dunk of all time for me was the first Michael Jordan from the foul line. They made that poster out of it when he had his arm caught back, his feet up. I had that on my wall in my bedroom.
Yeah, that was an iconic dunk.
We're old enough to admit nowadays, like, you know, these free throw dunks aren't like real free throw dunks, right?
Nah, because Jordan still was well inside the line on that attempt.
So was Brent Berry. So was Kobe. So was Doc. Well, Dr. J was maybe.
He might have been the closest.
He maybe his is legit.
I don't know. I don't know. Zach LaVine's one dunk was from the free throw line. Zach LaVine.
Vince took off from behind the line. Yes,
Zach LaVine jumped from behind the line. That was the second best dunk contest. Zach LaVine versus Eric Gordon. They went at it. I don't care what nobody said.
That was a good one.
I just really liked the power that Dominique had. Was awesome.
Dominique did have a lot of power. What y'all think about Blake Griffin jumping over a car?
Trash. I can jump over a Kia.
Trash. Come on, man.
one of the things was maybe the best dunk that didn't win it. You know, and Aaron Gordon's dunk where the thing was spinning in a circle, and he grabbed the ball, dunked it up underneath him, and bammed it. I was like, oh my God, 50, get it over with. But Zach LaVine came from the free throw line and tried to put it in between his legs and dunk it. I was like, oh my God. So yeah, that was,
hey, B-Durk,
was going at it.
I'm listening. I just was no. Man, I want to mute. I don't want no echo.
Who won in '97?
I know. And you're not funny, Tate.
Not funny, Tate.
I don't know.
Big G, you know? Do you know?
Brett Berry.
Hey, tell him who it was. Hey, tell him.
It was Kobe.
Was it Kobe 97?
Won it in Cleveland, Ohio. Where you get a lot of that footage where he was going against Mike Adams from that game. Uh-huh. But yeah, I mean, Kobe, that's when he still was not hadn't really done anything yet. It was just a young talent, but he was willing to get in it, man. Like, I mean, like we seen Dominique, Michael, Kobe.
And 97, was he a starter?
No,
he was still on the bench.
In the All-Star game?
No, he started in the All-Star game, but I'm saying as far as the Lakers, he was still on the bench.
No, he wasn't a starter yet.
Yeah, it was Eddie Jones and Nick Van Exel. Yeah.
Pat, your boy, tell us about him. I do have to agree with you. Probably the best dunker ever, I'm thinking. This contest was sick. And then the dunk that he had in the Olympics, oh my gosh.
Maybe best in-game dunk ever.
Oh, and he's got some that rivals that. But yeah, that as far as like feats are concerned, him jumping over a 7'3" guy in the Olympics in 2000.
Franklin Weiss.
It ended his career before it even started because he was a first round draft pick for your New York Knicks, Big G.
trash.
They drafted him a month before this, and then after he got as the young folks say, teabagged in the Olympics, he never came to the league. He said, "You know what? I know him. I met my match, and it's not going to happen." Yeah. So as far as feats are concerned, that is probably the greatest dunk that you will ever see.
In a game.
Yeah. But it's, you know, but Vince Carter's resume goes past just Olympic feats. Competition. You've watched that. If you haven't seen it, check after the show, stay on YouTube for a little while. Just type in Vince Carter 2000 All-Star Game. Grab you some popcorn and be amazed.
Total.
Hey, fun. Big G.
Yes, sir.
You hear the bias? You know why the bias, right?
Yeah, and North Carolina. Carolina Blue.
And what's his name?
Vince Carter, like Vince Saunders.
Vince.
Yeah, total facts.
A lot of bias in that take, but a lot of credibility there too.
Double bias. Yeah. It's good though. It's all good. Because Vince Carter was a great basketball player. Ain't no sense busting.
So tomorrow's slam dunk contest has Caleb Toppin.
Trash.
Matt McGloin. What's the guy that won? He was defending champ.
Philadelphia 76ers dude.
They brought him back?
Yeah, yeah. He's back.
To defend.
They got to stop letting fans participate in these contests, man. Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Brown. They struggle to get people.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Brown. And who's the other going? Big G is four of them.
I don't even know who the other one is. Trash. It don't matter.
So, the three-point participants.
Mm-hmm.
Our boy
Big now George. We're talking.
Three-point.
Yeah, you in it now, man. Go ahead.
Strokes.
You got Malik Beasley.
Set shot.
You got Malik Beasley from the Milwaukee Bucks, Jalen Brunson from the Knicks, Tyrese Haliburton from the Pacers, Dame Lillard from the Bucks. He's defending champ. Lauri Markkanen from the Jazz.
Ooh.
Donovan Mitchell from the Cavs.
Ooh.
Karl Towns, Big Cat. One year before last, and Trey Young.
Oh, any of them dudes can win it, though. Any of them can win it. If one of them get hot,
I got my money on Cat.
You got no Duncan Robinson? No Duncan Robinson?
No, they want the star power.
It's the best event. It's the best event, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, B Dirt, I'm offended, man, because the only white ball player in is Lauri Markkanen. He's from Finland.
I mean, that's still white.
But he can shoot, though.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that. And like he said, no, Duncan Robinson. That's biased, too. That's Michigan take, but he's a good shooter.
One of the best. One of the best in the league for the last 5 years.
Man, Big G, what's up with our boy Sam Merrill, though?
No.
He's shooting 43%. He's shooting at a higher clip than Steph Curry. He shoots more per 36 minutes and a higher percentage. What are you talking about?
I don't think he should have gotten in there, bro. I mean, he would have fared well because
I think didn't you say star power?
What thing about to win the 3-point shot contest, you can't shoot the three that you shoot in the game. Mm-hmm. It's gotta be like the shot's gotta change. You're lower to the ground, you're grabbing. Shot, grabbing mm-hmm. shot, grabbing shot. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I don't know if he can do that because it's been proven over and over again. The guys that don't shoot a jump shot, more like a set shot, mm-hmm. fare mm-hmm. better in this contest. So mm-hmm. I think that's what they were looking for. The guys have the ability to switch.
I don't think you know if Merle can or cannot do it. And I mm-hmm. think he's definitely more of a set shot shooter, more of a standstill shooter. He's not getting high elevation on his shot on every stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Pause.
But G, you are right. You know, the three point contest is a different beast. If you've ever done one of those, like for yourself, and you know, regular shot, that's easy. The 3-point shot, I mean, with the ball on the rack and having it timed, and you gotta get it from maybe if you're not used to getting the ball on this side or getting the ball on whatever your dominant hand, it is definitely a different animal. Mm-hmm. That's why I got Cat as my picket to win it. Pay dirt, pay dirt, pay dirt.
That third rack, unless you're either going to be on and on fire or you're going to be totally cooked by the third rack.
So pay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you were shooting, I don't know if you're a shooter or not, where your Mountain Dew balls going at? Where your Mountain Dew and Money balls going?
I want my balls in the back, man.
Balls. Keep going. Balls. Keep going.
I want them in the back of the rack so I can, get my lather up. Get my stroke
double
game
pause.
Going.
Triple quadruple pause. Let's
you
go.
So by the sixth ball, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it, and I'm ready to hit the shot. I'm ready to hit it good.
By the sixth ball, you really got your stroke down, is what you're saying.
Yes.
On the roll, pause. On the roll, pause.
he's going to sink it in the hole.
Man, just
yeah,
total.
You guys are getting out of pocket, man.
Hey, Big G, where
splash.
Where you going with your money balls?
Top of the key. Top of the key. Whole rack for them.
You got a nice little left top of the key shot.
Top of the key.
I remember that.
Splash
all over.
But
the
place. I'm going right wing. A little right when you start in the right corner, then come to that next shot, that next rack. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's me before the top. Yeah, the right wing.
Mm-hmm. Total facts.
So yeah, so
I always thought you were a little more left wing, but that's okay.
That's
yeah.
messed up.
Yeah, as you're assuming again, B Dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about me being the mean guy. Hey, come on, man.
I'm just going by the pictures, man. Come on now.
I've been at your house.
Come on now.
Hey, Tate. He said, Mr. Woody said, C said, Big G, Charles Oakley spot. Man, that's who I played like in high school, man. It was Oakley,
was
man.
No, I used
man,
to.
I model my game after Oakley.
I used to try to play like Oakley
I've
too.
I've never heard someone say that before.
You heard me say it before.
I had to play like Charles Oakley because I played with guys like Greg Simpson. I had to do all the dirty stuff or I wasn't getting the like dudes like Greg Simpson and Sean Pugsley. That's the type of guys that I play. DeMond Lyles, I play with those guys. I'm Richard Glover, I'm not getting a shot. For you guys that don't know, Greg Simpson's a two-time Mr. Basketball in the state of Ohio. Sean Pugsley's probably a top 50 all-time scorer in the state of Ohio, played at the University of Nevada, Reno. DeMond Lyles played at Memphis State University, guard. You ain't getting no shots. You got to do all the dirty work. If you don't do the dirty work, you ain't seeing no part of the floor.
Let's clap it up for G and his talented pick setting. Let's clap it up for him, everybody.
Pick setting, getting rebounds. And when I'm open, they crash on them, knock down the shot. That's how it works. That's how it works.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. Got to do it. Hey, man. He said, BG.
Dr. Hardfoul. That's all he was. Dr. Hardfoul right there.
Hey, before so we can move on, Big G can take us to break. Before we go, Pat, you said Cat. I'm gonna say Cat Williams, Anthony Cat Towns. Who is it?
Yeah. Carl Anthony Towns.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, Cat Towns. Damn, that's why he called Cat Carl Anthony Towns. Yeah. So, who you got, Big G?
Heidelberg from Indiana.
Heidelberg. He said Heidelberg. That was really a player, though.
But hey, I'll butcher names, but I know he played for Indiana. I know he played guard. That's who I got.
Who you got, B-Dirt? I know. Never mind. You got Lori
Markkanen. I'll take Token.
I know you got Lori Markkanen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay with the home team, man. Give me my boy, D Spider Mitchell, man.
Mm. He's in the three-point shooting contest?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out in the first round.
Out in the first round?
And he said adios.
Hey,
he said adios, muchachos.
I'm going to say something before we go. Did you take us a break? One thing, man.
Remember you heard. You heard it here first.
Hey, man. Outsider, right behind Shea and Luka right now, Donovan Mitchell playing the best guard basketball in the league right now.
Fact. Yeah, I agree. That ain't nothing to do with this contest, though.
All right, fellas, we got to take a quick commercial break. We got to get a word from our sponsors and partners. We'll be right back on the Fans First Sports Network, Homies Podcast Overtime. We'll see you in 10.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for joining us again on Fans First Sports Network, Homies Overtime Podcast in the building. Big G, Tate Boy Fresh, Payday, and B-Dirt. Fellas, we're having a great little conversation. We're segueing. Pay, we're going to go to your segue, your section, your topic that you wanted to talk to the fellas tonight concerning the Homies Overtime.
It's not the B block, it's the pay block. We're going to get some McAfee block up in here and some brown paper bag pay.
We got a whole bunch of it, all rolling one. Let's go.
I'm a remade man for 2024. So fellas, Tate led us here. So did you all happen to hear the news about the Naismith finalists for Hall of Fame?
No, I did not. Tate, you got it.
I know.
As you should know, one of the bigger names for that finalist is Mr. Vincent Carter. He played the most seasons in NBA history, 22, and he did play some college ball at University of North Carolina.
Gonna pass that next year.
Yeah. he is because he'll have to play another year to play with Bronny. So some other names on the list before I get to my question. You got Chauncey Billups, who's a finalist. Michael Cooper, LA Laker.
You're gonna end up playing with Bronny in the G League.
It's not a shot. I mean, that's not a bad thing. A lot of players playing the G League nowadays. Bo Ryan, you all know him from Big Ten Ball. Wisconsin. Charles Smith. Yep, Charles Smith. Is that
which
the,
one?
Is that the Nick?
The one that went to Pittsburgh or the one that went to Georgetown?
The one went to Pittsburgh. The one went to Georgetown serving drinks at some sports bar out here in D.C. I seen him a few years ago. It ain't him.
Wow. Okay.
And we got two – and we got two baller ladies also on the list. Simone Augustus, my homie.
Hooper.
Money Moan, and Marion Washington.
Hooper.
Who – if you guys had to pick out of those names four people to make the Hall, just four, who would they be?
I can go first.
Yes, please go first. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I left off some other finalists. There's a veteran committee guys: Dick Barnett, Harley Redden, Michelle Timms, and Doug Collins is also on there, and Jerry West.
For the
West already in the Hall of Fame. What are you talking about?
He's got a from the contributors committee. He's been elected again for something else.
GM.
Yeah.
So give me Vince. Give me both of the ladies. And who was the third? And give me Chauncey Billups. There's my four.
Wow.
Give me Chauncey Billups. If I had to pick four to go in, that's my four. Both the ladies off the list, Vince and Chauncey. That's my four. Vince's first ballot, right? This first ballot for him,
this,
right?
This is his first ballot. This
he automatic. First ballot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So
26,000 points, 22 seasons.
Yeah,
greatest dunker should be
first ballot automatic. Tate, who you got?
Man, he said Vince, 22 seasons, 26,000 points. And I think about that old this joker up in the 40s already, man, in 21 seasons. Wow, that just sounds crazy to me, you know?
Yeah,
but
go cheese.
I'm not going, I know the Mims chick, I remember her. But I'm not going to proclaim to know about the women, so I'm just going to pick what I know. I got VC, obviously. I'm going Michael Cooper.
Oh.
He was a key cog on them Laker teams, the Showtime Laker teams back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
His defense, he probably one of the first shutdown defenders in the NBA, man, if you think back. Him and Bobby Jones for Philly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They were the first two defensive players of the year.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm not claiming that from Big G. I'm gonna let y'all fact check them yourself. I'm just gonna.
That's big facts. First two defensive player of the years, or six man's of the year when they first created it was Bobby Jones and Michael Cooper.
I got Chauncey Billups. I think he's deserving just because he was clutch on a lot of good teams. That's why he's named Mr. Big Shot. But he keep coaching, he gonna fall out. They're gonna take him out.
And you know, you make – go ahead.
And then my last one, well, just because I don't remember, man, I'm going to give Jerry West in there again. That's what they're trying to do. Put him in there again.
Mm, there you go. There you go.
B-Dirt, who you got?
Well, rather than just tell you who I got off that list, why can't Glenn Rice get some love? Where's that at?
Has he been nominated yet?
I've not seen him as a finalist. I don't understand why he can't be a finalist. Listen, Vince Carter, yes. Who else on that list is obviously more deserving than Glenn Rice?
I can name a few, but I'll let you
know. Not in totality, though, because, you know, Naismith means we're talking collegiate career and NBA career. Glenn Rice was a monster.
And international.
And Glenn Rice did well in pro and college.
Yeah. Glenn Rice was the best. Glenn Rice won the college player of the year and a national championship. Yeah, that's a hard road to go, bro. You know, baller.
He won the most outstanding player in the tournament. He didn't win player of the year.
Thank you for the fact check, because that is a very big difference between those two awards.
Yeah. And he was second team All-American the same year that he won Tournament Most Valuable Player. So his career average is 18, 4 rebounds and 2 assists. Is that – well, that's just an NBA, I guess. I guess he did something in college too. So I don't know. I don't have a problem with him not being there, but I probably have a problem with him being there. But they already say basketball takes everybody, though. They already say that.
Yeah.
But I think it's easier to take everybody because you judge on the whole body of work, no matter where you play, college, international, professional.
So while you're fact checking, why don't you look up Michael Cooper's career averages for pros? Because he surely don't have the college. He don't have the college credit that Glenn Rice does.
Yeah, they ain't nowhere close to Glenn Rice.
But he was a main cog on like a 5-time championship team. Sometimes you just get that. Like, it's a lot of Steelers in the Hall of Fame that probably because they were all on the steel curtain team of the 70s.
That's a big jump out because I think every Steeler that's in deserved it.
You could be right, but I mean, look at Terry Bradshaw's numbers.
They didn't throw the ball.
Terry Bradshaw was a top 5 quarterback.
If there's a basketball Hall of Fame with Michael Cooper in it, I don't think you can leave Glenn Rice out. Or at least not have him on the finalist, on the same finalist page. Come on.
Here I go. 5-time NBA champion. NBA Defensive Player of the Year. 5 NBA All-First Team Defense. 3 NBA All-Second Team Defense. Italian All-Star MVP. And was an All-American at USBWA, wherever that is.
All right. So, what was his career average for points, assists, and rebound?
9 points, 4 assists, 1.2 steals per game. Don't have his rebounds. Mm. He scored about 8,000 points.
Mm.
But then, and he's also a 2-time WNBA coach champion. And was WNBA Coach of the Year, and won one championship in the NBA D League. So he got his handprints all over basketball.
Glenn Rice deserved that way over him. There's no.
Well, I don't think so. After I read it, mm-hmm. I didn't know I was going to read going into that. That's a
Terry Bradshaw effect right there. He gets drug over the finish line.
Hmm.
It could be some of that, but he went in coaching, big B there 8 times. All NBA
the all NBA defense. That's what I was getting ready to say. That's the biggest accolade to me he's got in his resume, without a doubt.
Yeah, that's what he did though. That was his job. I'm back looking at Glenn Rice. Glenn Rice played for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams. He was ended up being a journeyman. Got the NBA championship in 2000 with the Lakers. 3 All-Star games from 96 to 98. Got an All-Star Game MVP in 97. Second team, All-NBA second team, All-NBA third team. Won a 3-point contest. We know he won the championship in Michigan. With hence why we were here to talk about it, because, you know, B. Dirk got his bias, too. We all got our biases.
Ding, ding.
Total facts. Hey, so B Dirt, we're gonna segue. B Dirt, did you have a topic, or do you want to go to me?
I didn't get my Mount Rushmore yet.
Oh, go ahead. Who you got, Pay?
So you did hit on it, G. Naismith, everybody in.
You hit on that, G.
Yeah, that's true.
Freaky Friday.
The Naismith Hall of Fame. They let everybody in. They're very easy, Freaky Friday. Mm-hmm. But this is my decision. And I am a tyrant on this. I'm not letting nobody in. If Michael Cooper's a finalist, then my boy Antoine Jameson, who had a better career than Glenn Rice, he needs to be a finalist. But another conversation.
Carolina bias.
Do Antoine Jameson got a championship?
He has no.
I'm going to pull the stats up. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. My top 4, obviously, Vince Carter. He's the best dunker of all time. Played 22 seasons, got 26,000 points. Anybody with over 20,000, except for Antoine Jameson, the only mm-hmm. player. Everyone except for Antoine Jameson with over 20,000 points is in the Hall of Fame. Vince Carter also, he's was a the number one guy, number one offensive target for two different franchises during his prime. He's a lock. Moving past that, Walter Davis would be on my number two guy. He just passed a lot. Few months back, he just passed.
Walter Davis, Phoenix Suns, Walter Davis?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah.
He's my number two guy. I'm a number three. I'm a big women's basketball fan. My favorite team in the WNBA is the Minnesota Lynx, who was the first player that I watched, but I followed to the Minnesota Lynx. Money Moan from LSU, Simone Augustine, Hooper.
Yeah, straight up Hooper. Straight up Hooper.
I want her in the hall, and I cannot – If I got to have one more person, Jerry West, his executive career is almost as good as his playing career. Got to go. That's my four.
I got you.
I don't believe Billups was a Hall of Famer. I'm just throwing it out there.
You don't believe Chauncey Billups is a Hall of Famer?
Not in my Hall of Fame, he wouldn't be.
Antoine Jameson, two NBA All-Star games, 2004 Sixth Man of the Year. All rookie second team in 99. Mm-mm. National College Player of the Year, consistent first team All American. And he was second team his junior year. ACC Player of the Year, three time first team All ACC. Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Not over Big Shot.
And run his numbers. Run his numbers.
He's like 18 a game, scored 20,500. He's 18 and a half a game, 7.5 rebounds, 1.6 assists.
That's pretty good numbers for him never being a number one option on any NBA team
and,
he played for.
And exactly. He is in the College Basketball Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm.
Pretty good numbers.
Okay, Chauncey Billups, Mr. Big Shot, that should get you in right there. NBA champion, NBA Finals MVP, five-time All-Star. Antoine Jameson was two-time All-Star. All-second team once. All-NBA third team twice. NBA two-time, NBA All-Defensive second team.
Mm-hmm.
Consensus second team All-American in college.
Mm-hmm.
His numbers retired by Colorado, McDonald's, and so was Antoine. Parade, so was Antoine. Three-time Colorado Mr. Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He scored 15.2 a game, three boards, and 5.5 assists.
What's career total points?
15,000, almost 16,000, 15,800 something.
That's a lot. Antoine Jameson deserves
a point guard.
Yeah, Antoine Jameson deserves some consideration. I agree. All right, so B-Dirt, do you got a segue? If not, I'm gonna move on to mine.
Keep it moving.
Keep it pushing. All right. So, fellas, this is my segue. The question to the panel, what are the top three free agent moves that you want the NFL to complete this year to make the league better? What are the three moves that you want to see absolutely go down for guys that are free agents? You can pick any team, any player, but you want this player to end up on this team to make the product in the NFL better than it's ever been before.
This is one of those not realistic exercises, huh?
Oh, it's realistic because if they're free agents, they can go anywhere they want to. So where do you want those guys to go?
Free agents. Okay, I thought you were saying like anybody can go anywhere. No.
Free agents. There's free agents out there this year. There's actually a boatload of free agents. I think they're saying this is one of the most players they ever had free agency in NFL history at one time. So if there's three free agent players that's on the market, what players do you want to see hit what teams?
I don't even know all the free. They're not really big name players out there.
There's a few big name players, but go ahead.
Oh, give me one.
Saquon Barkley.
Y'all knew he was a free agent, but I don't know. Running back, though. I mean, he can make somebody better, but I don't know, man. Go ahead, Kay. You go first or be there. I don't got nothing for this.
Does restrictive – well, I don't know about restrictive free agent, but –
Yeah, if you want to restrict it, that's cool. Go ahead.
Matabuke to the Bears.
That's a game-changing move?
Game changer. Game changer. Okay. Makes the league better. Makes the Bears better. Makes the league better.
Okay. You got to give me three. What's the other three? Oh, the other two.
T. Higgins, he's a free agent, right? Or is it, is it T. Higgins?
They can franchise him because they're not going to sign him to a contract extension.
But, oh, no, it's the other one. It's the, blanking on his name right now, the third wide receiver. Who's the free agent?
Tyler Boyd.
No. Let's see. Saquon Barkley to the Chargers. Yeah. Make Barkley go from New York to LA.
Oh, okay.
Showtime. I like that.
Okay.
And another one. Let's see. It's another free agent out there. Chris Jones.
Big Chris time Jones free agent.
To Chris Jones to Baltimore.
Those are huge moves. I don't know about that first one, but them second two definitely are big time moves, man. I like it. Tay Boy Fresh, three guys, anywhere they could go, anything, and you can pick unrestricted or restricted free agents. Three guys you want to see move in the league that could change the face of the league. Well, not change the face, but make it very competitive going into the 2024-2025
team. I like Saquon Barkley. I like him to the Chargers, but I like him to Dallas.
Oh,
they need to get that thumper back there with what was his name? They couldn't carry the load. Pollard.
Yeah, Tony Pollard.
Yeah, so I like him to Dallas. I'm snatching Jalen Johnson, putting him on the Steelers. I really like that move.
Oh, okay.
And my last one would probably be, wow, free agent. Who's the free agent quarterback?
Quarterback. Kirk Cousins. He the top of the line.
Top of the line.
He comes
as far as free agent quarterbacks, he's number one.
I don't believe in Kirk like that. But yeah, so I'm gonna go Chris Jones too. And I'm gonna pair him up with Aaron Donald.
Oh, to the Rams.
Yeah.
Big time moves, bro. Big time moves. All right, so I'm gonna go first of all with T. Higgins. I think T. Higgins to the Philadelphia Eagles would change the game. T. Higgins to Philly. I doubt if it happens, but T. Higgins to Philly is going to change.
Yeah, see, that's why it's not realistic, man, because they're already paying A.J. Brown, Danny, $30 million a year, and they're going to have to pay Devontae Smith. And now you're bringing in T. Higgins, who want 25, normally want 25?
There's a lot of talk that they're going to trade or cut A.J. Brown. There's a lot of talk out there right now with the Eagles. A lot of talk.
Do Arthur Smith want him back?
I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't be mad if we got him in Pittsburgh. I promise you that much. I wouldn't be mad. But there's a lot of chatter and a lot of talk that A.J. Brown is too much of a headache over in Philadelphia. So if you put T. Higgins in Philadelphia, I think that messes the game up. My second move, as much as I would hate to see this, but I think it changes the game, Saquon Barkley to the Baltimore Ravens. They would be the clear favorite. Saquon with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, right? And my third move, as much as I would hate to see this, Chris Jones to the Cincinnati Bengals at D tackle. Man, that's causing problems. That is causing problems. And I think that would make the AFC, I think that would force, because of those two moves that happened, I think that would force the Steelers to go all in and do something that they haven't done, like trade for Justin Fields, because of how much better the division got that fast. So, you know, it would be unbelievable. Saquon in Baltimore, Chris Jones in Cincinnati.
A lot. Read that last comment in the live chat there, G.
What he says. And DeVita drops the ball, LOL. What's that mean?
DeVita.
Who is that? Devontae drops the ball. Yeah. Oh, I don't – hey, Devontae, yeah. I mean, if we sent Devontae packing and we brought in A.J. Brown, I mean, the money's ridiculous, but that would be nuts. Now you got Pickens and Brown? Come on, man. Come on. That might be the best 1-2 punch in the league. Pickens and Brown might be the best 1-2 punch in the league. So I'm not mad at that move at all. Right? So we lost B-Dirt. So we're going to keep it pushing. Y'all got any final thoughts or anything? Because we're about at the 48-minute mark. You know, we're going to do what we do so we can get up out of here. Any final thoughts? Pay, I'm going to start with you.
My final thought is I'm sick and tired of having to come on this show. We're starting our third season. Sick and tired of coming on the show to tell you, to just say stop the violence. Another senseless outburst of gun violence marred a happy day in Kansas City. Celebrating another Super Bowl title and watching the Kelce brothers just be a plumb drunk fool out there. Couldn't enjoy that because, you know, they got kids running around with assault rifles and marring the fun. Why do they have them? Oh, guns are too easy to get. Conversation for another day, though. But we do, at some point, I would love to wake up and they're just like, hey, mass shootings are no longer a thing. But other than that, I do want to congratulate Kansas City on winning another Super Bowl. I had it wrong. I had San Francisco beating them. In fact, I had Kansas City only winning one game this postseason, and they shut me up three consecutive times. But shout out to them. Pat Mahomes is on the GOAT trajectory. I'm, you know, got the big G tongue right now. Balls. Ooh. That's it. Thanks for everybody for showing up on Friday. Check out all of our satellite shows, Running Through the Jungle, Pay Dirt, The Bear Claw, Shot City Bulletin Board, Level Up, Pump Your Brakes, and That's Rather Cavalier. Gee, I got it right. See,
that's total facts. You got it right, man.
I've been practicing.
That's total facts. I appreciate it, bro. That's Rather Cavaliers, Cleveland Cavaliers podcast. Tay Boy Fresh, final thoughts, man, before we get off of the Homies Overtime podcast.
I want Pay to go ahead and read Jeremiah's comment real quick.
Another great show tonight. Thumbs up. Thank you, Jeremiah. Keep on bringing the absolute best as you all do every single Friday. We try.
Yeah, thanks, man. Really,
that's for appreciation.
That's a huge compliment.
We salute the chat general. Absolutely. Tate, so on you, bro. Final thoughts, man.
Hey, man. You know, I'm back. I'm back in that Tate Boy Fresh fan zone again, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? My Cavs going to All-Star break number two in the East. If they was in the Western Conference, they'd be tied for first. But they're two and the only two because they're behind Boston Celtics, who's the best team in the NBA. So Cavs looking good, playing well, getting healthy. I like that. My Cincinnati Reds, pitchers and catchers reported. I'm about deaf, not even worried about getting this bread from Pay this year because we're going to smoke the Cubs. This is going to be a smoke. We're going to be so good this year, man. I'm calling right now 90 games plus.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and write that down.
Y'all bet corner time. Y'all bet it. Bet corner time between Pay.
I mean, we already bet that they finished better than the Cubs. He bet on the Cubs.
Yeah, we got that. We got that, and we got that on the books. But I want the 90 corner time. That's what I want. 90 corner time.
90 corner time.
Gotta do it next football season. They don't win 90. They're gonna win 90. So I got my Reds. We got pitching. All right. Got young players that came up last year. Hey man, I don't want to say ain't no 90 easy, but easy 86.
No. Stand on it. 10 toes down. 90 wins.
The bet is 90.
10 toes. 90. 10 toes.
The bet is 90. Mm-hmm. Ohio State football looking great.
Facts.
So that I don't even go no more there. We know what the Ohio State thing is.
Favorite
to win that boat, that ship.
Mm-hmm. Numero uno.
Then I got to go back to the Steelers, man, because regardless what Pace say, man, we in win now every year.
Total facts.
And I'm really feeling like this Justin Fields thing is a good possibility of happening. Mm-hmm. Getting with Arthur Smith. And I wish you guys luck with Caleb Williams. I hear people – that was the barbershop yesterday, man. I hear people saying that because you know, the Commanders pick after the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And guys there – want them to take Caleb Williams because they want Drake. They want Drake May.
There's a Caleb Williams bust chatter out there, Tate Boy Fresh.
There's
a lot out there.
But last but not least,
all for me. It's some lot out there.
Last but not least, my garbage college basketball team has been jinxed ever since I said something to Pay about a month ago. They were 12-2, are now like 13-11, something like that. And they just fired the coach, Chris Holtman.
Out of there.
Adios. Brother of Ohio State legend John Diebler. Jake Diebler is the intern coach.
Yep.
But I really feel like they need to make a huge hire. Man, ain't no reason a big name coach can't come here and turn Ohio State basketball program around, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I want to see that. So that's the rundown, the Tate's takes on the Tate's teams. So, yeah, with that. Check me and Big G out Wednesday on the Pump Your Brakes podcast. We probably gonna do. What do you think about doing a podcast tomorrow, Big G, during the 3-point shootout, the live 3-point shootout podcast? Pay you get on too if you ain't doing nothing.
Won't be at home, buddy. I'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
What you going to Fort Wayne for?
Got to go shopping with the wifey, dog.
You realize the 3-point shootout ain't until about 9 o'clock.
Bro, we're not leaving Fort Wayne till probably 10 p.m.
Oh.
We goes to the mall, the Glenbrook, bro. We gets it in.
Okay. Yeah, I've been married 15 years this year. I stopped my wife from dragging me to the mall about 2 months into this thing. But yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. To the mall, to Fort Wayne we go.
That's all for me, though.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, so – these are my final, you know, party shots, man. Ladies and gentlemen, February 26, 2024 is exactly 10 days away. Matter of fact, in a couple of hours, it's going to be 9 days away. February 26, 1994, I mean 2004, is the NFL Combine kickoff. Would you realize that we're 10 days? I'll be there back in the building. Be there after I do mine, I'm going to come to you.
I'm in a building now.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 10 days away from the start of the NFL 2024 season. The Combine's on the 26th. February 13th is the official cut day, cut roster day, and all whatever else. Get rid of your free agents, clean your cap space up, can start negotiation trades and all whatever else. February 15th, it's all good in the hood. We're 10 days away from the Combine and less than a month away from kicking it all off all over again. So there is no offseason, like I've been saying all along, in the NFL. If you're not paying attention to everything that's going on with your particular teams, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Cleveland Browns, the Pittsburgh Steelers, or any of the other 32 teams that's across the NFL, you are doing a disservice for your team. It is time to pay attention because there is no more offseason in NFL. So you'd be super excited. Get into your playbook. If you haven't subscribed to Patreon, get you a Patreon subscription. Get some All-22 film. Listen to podcasts like ours, like the homies, and all the other things that's on the channel so you can get the updates about what's going on with your team. Because the NFL don't sleep, y'all. We got 10 days. Matter of fact, by the time we come back to you next Wednesday, it's 3 and counting. So it's going to be super hype, revved up for the Combine. So that's my big shots. Just wait and see, because we're going to bring great content to you on this show and every other show on Steel Curtain Network during that time period to get us ready for the 2024 season. B-Dirt, it's on you, bro. Final thoughts.
Man, I was going to do a dirty. I was going to do somebody dirty. I was going to do Russell Simmons dirty. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm gonna piggyback off of what you're saying. Guys, we all know our teams, I think, the best, obviously, especially in, collegiate level. Guys that you think are going to rise or fall in the based upon what they do at the combine. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye out for Chris Jenkins. Ooh. Michigan was one of the most physical teams, if not the most physical team in the country this past year. Mm. And the strongest guy on the team was Chris Jenkins. Mm. So I expect him to put up some pretty good numbers in the combine. So keep an eye on.
Big facts. I like Jenkins already. Hey, to answer after this question before we get out of here, she says, Big G, I want names to watch for in the combine. Will that be on the level up? Absolutely. I'll give you a name right now to watch for. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Pay attention to him at the combine. Please pay attention to him because that might be our starting middle linebacker next year. But if you watch the Level Up podcast on Monday with me and Annie P, we're going down a rundown because I got my black book already ready. I done scouted and I'm ready to go for this next season. All right, fellas, thanks again for listening to us.
You got your black book ready.
Black book is ready to
read. Free Friday.
You got a whole bunch of guys' names in your black book?
No, this is my scouting book. The water boy.
We'll call it the scouting book. Call it scouting.
This is my black scouting book. This is like all my secrets from the Bobby Boucher water boy. I got my stuff ready to ride for this one right here.
Smith had one. Man, Fresh Prince.
You know, Mrs. Gurley got rid of that black book a long time ago. Take.
He was scouting down the street, buddy.
Scouting too.
Big G had a black book since 1996, 1997.
Yeah, it's been a long time. But if you want, listen, if you really want to know the truth about it before we get out of here, Tay Boy Fresh, I think we were like 5 for 5 last year in NFL's draft of the players the Steelers would take based on our extensive scouting and looking and paying attention to what was going on.
I think we named people that the Steelers got, but we never thought they would get them all. We were naming some of those guys in like the first or second round.
Yeah, Mount Washington, Keanu Benton. JPJ, I mean, we all the guys, Jones, every guy we picked as far as like our priority picks, we ended up getting all of them. So even her big, we was talking about her big. So yeah, with Steelers, mm-hmm. we knocked it out of the park. So we got an opportunity to do that again this year at even a higher level, for sure.
Hey, if y'all see Claude out there anywhere in the live chat, tell him we looking for him.
Yeah. I'm caught in the matrix. Yeah, he just got let loose. He had been in it for like 48 hours from the stuff he said on the public breaks on Wednesday. Hey, once again, man, thank you guys for listening to us and rocking with us on Fans First Sports Network, Homies Overtime Podcast, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, everywhere you watch your podcast, and live on YouTube. As for me and the fellas, once again, we thank you guys, and we'll see y'all next Friday. Holla.
Go Blue.
Thank you.